It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here is your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. I've got a special treat for you today. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to talk with the director of one of my favorite events of the year, Spirit West Coast. But first, I'm thrilled to introduce the lead singer for the Newsboys, none other than Michael Tate. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cole. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Looking forward to seeing you guys out here at Spirit West Coast. And, you know, you've got some tremendous history in the Christian music industry. DC Talk several years back. Of course, the last couple years here with the Newsboys. So with all that said, how's it going?
It's going incredible, man. I mean, how often does a person get to front two of the biggest bands in our marketplace? You know, so I've been one of the lucky ones in that sense. DC Talk and Newsboys back in the day definitely were fierce rivals.
Yeah.
And looking back now, who ever thought that I would pull a Benedict Arnold move and cross over, right?
Right.
We say that joke, but the truth is, it's pretty cool, man. It's like, I love music, love writing music, love performing music, and obviously reaching culture and being a part of people's lives changing. You think about how powerful music is. And I always say, I've said often in interviews, that you got preachers, you got politicians, you got parents, and sometimes music is louder to the kids.
Yeah.
And all three of those. And it may decide your fashion, you know, with how they speak. And in the end, sometimes the only way to a kid's heart is through their headphones, because the music is that powerful.
Absolutely. And speaking of powerful music, there are a ton of bands going to be at Spirit West Coast August 4th through the 6th. Information at spiritwestcoast.org. But Michael, what can people expect at the Newsboys concert at Spirit West Coast?
Well, Newsboys shows are a one of a kind. Toby and Kevin, DC Talk, we used to always say when we watch the Newsboys show, like, wow, those guys get to put on a great live show. And that's never been a problem for Newsboys, and it's not one now. So definitely, at the height of the shows now, I think, with all the gimmicks and all the fun stuff. I mean, the music is there, the message is there. That's always my first and foremost. Same time, though, I love Smoke and Mirrors. I love a show. It's like something you can minister to, but at the same time, you get rocked.
Absolutely.
If not, we've missed the plot.
Right. Well, man, I know Northern California is looking forward to having you out here soon, and I very much appreciate you taking the time and being with me on the show.
You bet, brother.
All righty. Well, folks, to get a little bit more information about Spirit West Coast, I'm thrilled to welcome the director of the festival, John Robertson. John, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you again.
Hey, it's great to have you. And, John, what else can you tell us about Spirit West Coast?
Spirit West Coast is kind of a combination youth camp, retreat, summer vacation, gigantic music festival, all rolled into one, and this is our 15th year. Newsboys have been there every year except one, and they're going to present a show with some production value that you've never seen before at our festival. But we also have Toby Mac and Skillet, 10th Avenue North, and Matthew West, and there's about 50 artists altogether, so there's something for everybody as far as the talent goes. We've got children's ministry and children's activities and camping, and it's just a wonderful event for all ages.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And folks, you can get all the details at spiritwestcoast.org. John, thank you very much for partnering with us and being with me on the show.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, folks, have a great day. See you in Monterey.
You've been listening to your NorCal Christian Connection. For more information, visit norcalchristian.com.